CenterPoint Energy takes many steps to help ensure the safety of gas lines in your community and shares important tips like the following. A distinct odor similar to rotten eggs is added to natural gas. If you smell it, clear the area and immediately call CenterPoint Energy. Plus, always remember to call 811 before you dig or begin an outdoor project. Natural gas is one of the safest fuels. To find more tips, visit centerpointenergy.com/gas safety.
Don't you love that feeling when you've just nailed your look? That's how it feels to use Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes, and you can try out new styles right at home. And there's no subscription required, ever. So, isn't it time you started nailing your look? Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Today on Hey Culligan, the best things in life are free. Water tests. Let's go to Candace.
Hey Culligan, how do I learn more about my water?
Candace, let me just test the waters here.
Okay.
Literally test your water.
Oh.
For free.
Free?
Free, Candace. In-home water tests for free. So you know more about your water and how to make it better with Culligan water. And Candace.
Yeah?
We're already on the way.
Oh, good.
Get started for as little as $10 a month for 6 months at participating Culligan dealers.
This is the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Jordan Stadium in Pine Bluff, where the Mountain Home Bombers trail the Pine Bluff Zebras by a 14-0 count. The Bombers will get the ball to start the second half, but first, we are joined tonight by Mr. Mike Stockton of the Mountain Home Gridiron Club. The Mountain Home Gridiron Club, a new club formed this year to support the Mountain Home football program. Mike, tell us a little bit about what the genesis of the Mountain Home Gridiron Club is.
You know, there's two things that will fix all problems, and that's time and money. And this year we wanted to put some focus on the football team to provide a little bit of both. So we built the Gridiron Club to provide a structure that it gives us the opportunity to raise funds for the team, as well as get people involved and engaged in helping the football program develop.
Do a good job of trying to match people with their skills to what they can do to provide support. And it doesn't matter what you can do. It can be sweat equity. It can be brain power. Just anything that can
we like you. Sweat equity. Sweat equity is in short supply, you know. But we tried it. We've got a very diverse diverse community that has some unbelievably skilled people. And we're just trying to give them an opportunity to help out.
Well, I had a big success earlier this year with the first Mountain Home football kickoff steak dinner out at
the steak dinner banquet.
Yeah, and had an interesting auction. That was fun, and raised some good funds for the program, didn't it?
We certainly did. Coach Harry challenged us. He gave us 5 weeks to pull together an event in the time of COVID. We were fortunate enough to get a lot of support from the community and pull together and made pretty good. Pretty good money on that thing.
I started to say, we kind of didn't we do better than West Plains did the first year?
We throttled West Plains. Not that I'm competitive or anything, but we went blowing past West Plains, and it was a lot of it was a good time. It was good fun. It was a great way for the community to be introduced to coach and the staff, and really just got the season started off on a high note.
Yeah, it's one of the things the Gridiron Clubs does. It kind of fills those gaps in, right, on needs for the football program that, you know, maybe the booster club.
That's right. You know, the booster club is all sports, and we need support for all the different sports. And the foundation, the Bomber Booster Foundation, is for capital needs. And there's, you know, the Mountain Home football team, you know, has struggled for a lot of years, and it just takes a different degree of focus. And so we put that, one of the first needs that coach came to us with and said, hey, we need something. We need to work on our offensive linemen, and we need to get them firing out low and staying low. So we went out and purchased a chute just to work on getting kids down low. But beyond that, we've got folks that have volunteered to feed and transport and just have done a wide variety of things to make the football experience excellent at Mountain Home.
Well, speaking of excellent, excellent thing that you've got going on every game day, it's the Meet Me at the 50 for the kids. And they get together and have a little fellowship.
You know,
and it's turned out to be a great thing.
You know, I had a mentor tell me one time you need to do something for the mind, something for the body, and something for the soul. And the team gets a little bit of that on Friday mornings at Meet Me at the 50, and it's been a great chance to get that day started off right. I can't tell you how many pounds of lasagna and pasta and ziti that has been served on Thursday night meals. And then we've got a great crew down at the junior high that has done everything from cook dinners for them there, pregame meals. And then they also, whenever they had a good day, it was dews and donuts. We had Mountain Dew and donuts. We jacked them up on sugar and sent them to class.
Oh, that just sounds like too much trouble. Hey, speaking of fundraisers, you got another great one going on. Got some great help from one of our community businesses. Tell us a little bit about this boat.
Absolutely. Shawnee Boats and Easy Loader Trailers have set us up with an unbelievable package. I'd encourage you to go to the Mountain Home Gridiron Facebook page. Check out the picture of this ride, because it's going to look good under somebody's Christmas tree is what I think. We've got some raffle tickets that we're raffling those off, but it is a custom made Bomber blue and gold, the top of the line package from Shawnee, and the Easy Loader Trailer makes it to where somebody like me can even get it on and off quick, fast, and in a hurry.
How can someone still get a ticket for that?
You bet. They can either contact us through the Mountain Home Gridiron Club Facebook page, or you can find them at different places around town. Matt Hirschberger over at Pegler Real Estate. You can come see me at FSIS Group. You can go and see Bailey Bodenhammer over at Anstaff. Or Andy Westcote there at Andy Westcote Insurance. And then James Boyette has also got tickets.
How much is a ticket?
Every ticket's $25. 100% of the proceeds go to the Bomber Gridiron Club and straight to the football team.
That is fantastic. Mike, appreciate you stepping in and visiting with us today, and we appreciate all the hard work that everyone in the community is doing.
I tell you what, we have got a great group of moms and dads and community members that have really just done yeoman's work this year, and really, you know, you got to be it, right now it's not going the way we want it to go, but these kids deserve the best efforts of our community, and this program deserves the best efforts of this community, and I think that it's good to see what's coming on the horizon.
It is great year at the junior high, great year for the Bombers so far. Looking for a turnaround here in the second half.
First time we've been to a state championship tournament game, bracket game, and since what, 2011?
Something like that.
And when we pull this one out, it'll be the first time we've won one since 2006.
Something like that. Yeah, these kids were probably, you know, toddlers in some diapers.
We had just moved to Mountain Home the year after that. That's how long ago it's been.
All right, Mike, thanks. We're going to send it back to the station. Matt Sharp's going to check your scores. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio knows it's Bomber football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Superliner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from SolarGuard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
Hi, Bill.
Hey, you.
You don't remember my name, do you? You have 27 guesses. Go.
Jane.
No.
Jenny.
No.
You don't always get 27 chances, but with the new $50,000 payout scratch-off from the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, you can win 27 times with more than $20 million in total prizes.
No.
Scarlett.
Wrong.
Lauren.
That's it.
Yes. So how do we know each other again?
Forget it.
Get your ticket today. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Don't you love that feeling when you've just nailed your look? That's how it feels to use Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes, and you can try out new styles right at home. And there's no subscription required, ever. So, isn't it time you started nailing your look? Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Today on Hey Culligan, the best things in life are free. Water tests. Let's go to Candace.
Hey Culligan, how do I learn more about my water?
Candace, let me just test the waters here.
Okay.
Literally test your water.
Oh.
For free.
Free?
Free, Candace. In-home water tests for free. So you know more about your water and how to make it better with Culligan water. And Candace.
Yeah?
We're already on the way.
Oh, good.
Get started for as little as $10 a month for 6 months at participating Culligan dealers.
Let's get an update on scores from around the state with our studio report with Matt Sharp.
And we do welcome you back into the studio as the Acumen Audio Halftime Show continues here on Classic Hits 101.7. Right now at the break, Mountain Home is trailing Pine Bluff 14-0 in the first round of the Class 6A state playoffs. Now the winner of this game will be going on to face the winner between Greenwood and West Memphis. And right now it's pretty much looks like it's going to be the Bulldogs. Second quarter, they're up on the Blue Devils 34-7. It was starting off close pretty early on, but Greenwood has kind of pulled away late in the first half. Now, also tonight, Van Buren, this is kind of a surprise. Van Buren is on the road leading Jonesboro 21-14 in the second quarter. Winner of that game will get Marion. The Patriots were able to move on to the next round after Benton forfeited the game against the Patriots. Also this evening in Class 6A, Russellville is playing at Sylvan Hills this evening, and it is Sylvan Hills, the Bears, up on the Cyclones 21-6 in the second quarter. The winner of that game will get the winner of the game between Little Rock Parkview and Searcy. Right now, the Patriots are up on the Lions 14-7 at the break. Sheridan is playing at Lake Hamilton. Lake Hamilton up on Sheridan by a count of 21-8 in the second quarter. The winner of that game will get the winner of the game between El Dorado and Asylum Springs. And right now it's El Dorado just dominating the Panthers. Wildcats up 41-17 in the second quarter. Let's get down to Class 3A because we do have an area team playing there that is Mountain View. Right now they are trailing Hackett in the play-in round 16-12 in the second quarter. The winner of this game will be going to Boonville next week. Two other games going on in Class 3A tonight, just three in this play-in round. Also this evening, Walnut Ridge is playing at Lake Village Lakeside, and we have not seen a score update on that game as of yet. We do have an update on the other game in Class 3A, second quarter. Corning up on Baptist Prep 30-14. The winner of that game will go on to face Newport in the what they're calling the first round in Class 3A. This, again, is the play-in round. Now, Salem and Melbourne both being able to wait until the next round to play their game. The Greyhounds will be going to Paris next week. The Bearcats will be at home next Friday when they take on Cedarville. Harrison in the Class 5A state playoffs, they are waiting. This is the play-in round, but they're going to wait till the first round, and they're going to play the winner of the game going on right now between Camden Fairview and Beebe. Let's see if we've got an update on that game. Yes, we do. It is Camden Fairview just dominating the Badgers 42-0 in the second quarter. Also this evening in Class 5A, Batesville beating up on Jacksonville 35-0 in the second quarter. Also tonight it is Hot Springs playing at Whitehall this evening, and haven't seen an update on that. Well, actually, there it is right now. Whitehall is up on the Trojans 28-7 in the second quarter. Also this evening, Watson Chapel is playing at Valonia, at home against Valonia, and haven't seen an update on that one yet. Oh, there it is. Valonia is up on Watson Chapel 32-13 in the second quarter. Winner will go on to play Hot Springs Lakeside. Clarksville and Greene County Tech tied at 7 in the at halftime. The winner will face Little Rock Christian next week. Valley View and Farmington playing each other this evening, and it is Farmington up 14-7 at halftime. The winner gets Pulaski Academy next week. Winner between Greene County Tech and Clarksville getting Pulaski Academy. Farmington, the winner between Valley View and Farmington will play the winner between Magnolia and Pea Ridge. And right now it looks like it's all Magnolia. They're up 35-0 in the second quarter. Greenbrier is taking on Brooklyn tonight, and it is the Panthers up on Brooklyn 43-7 at halftime. Looks like Greenbrier is well on their way to facing Wynn in the next round. Class 7A, Real quickly, let's take a look at some of the games going on there. Bryant up on Heritage 31-7 at halftime. The winner will face either Fort Smith Northside or Harbor next week. And right now, the Wildcats are up on Northside 28-7 in the second quarter. Fayetteville is playing against Little Rock Central, and the two teams are tied at 14 at halftime. The winner will get Conway or Springdale. Right now, the Wampus Cats are up on the Bulldogs 38-7 in the second quarter. Cabot taking on Rogers, 41-0. It's all Cabot right now over the Mounties in the second quarter. The winner will get Bentonville next week. And let's see, Fort Smith, North Little Rock leading Fort Smith Southside 28-0 at halftime. The winner will face Little Rock Catholic. The Rockets were able to move on after Bentonville West forfeited. And in Class 4A, there's a few games that we do have scores up. We'll just look at that real quick. Heber Springs and Truman playing this evening. Haven't seen an update on that game as of yet. Also this evening, Bauxite playing against Huntsville. We actually don't really have many of these games to tell you about. We don't have the score updates on them. Bauxite is playing against Huntsville. Jonesboro Westside against Hamburg. Gravitz facing Mills down in Little Rock. Green Forest taking on Bald Knob. Star City going up against Arkadelphia. Fountain Lake playing Pottsville. And Clinton is at Blytheville this evening. We're going to take a break. We'll get you back to Sonny and Tobias in just a moment. Our score at halftime is Pine Bluff leading Mountain Home 14-0. You're listening to the Ackerman Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Conversations about real estate include some discussion about location. You know, the saying about three important things, location, location, location. With Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, located throughout Arkansas, we're ready to help you take advantage of the lowest rates in years. New mortgages and refis made easy as pie, or easy as pie, depending on your location. Go to mebanking.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. We're the people behind every light switched on for the baby's 2 a.m. feeding, the computer you start up to begin your business day, and we're always there, down the line, powering farms and industry somewhere across Arkansas. We're a network of nearly 2,500 team members delivering more than just electricity. We deliver power through our family of 17 local electric distribution co-ops. We are the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Power and people.
We continue with the Acumen Audio Halftime Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Back in Pine Bluff, where the Mountain Home Bombers trail the Pine Bluff Zebras 14-0 at halftime. Quick look at your halftime stats. Pine Bluff, 199 yards of total offense. Mountain Home, 101. Bryce McKay, 4 of 12, passing for 76 yards, 11 carries for no yardage. Hershberger, 7 carries for 25. For Pine Bluff, Howell, 9 of 21, passing for 145. Crutchfield, 6 catches for 141 yards. We'll be back with the second half right after this. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We're moments away from more football action. This has been the Acumen Audio Halftime Show. The second half kicks off next on Classic Hits 101.7.